Record, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this is part two.
Mm-hmm.
So you were, I remember, you were saying before we stopped about you would go dancing, Japanese dancing?
Mm-hmm.
So, you took Japanese dancing?
No, really. We learned at the Japanese school.
Uh-huh.
You know, the dancing.
Mm-hmm. Japanese school.
You know.
I see. That's part of Japanese
mm-hmm.
school. What else did you learn at Japanese school? You learned other Japanese?
No. Not too much. No. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn? You did that.
Shuji. Mm-hmm. We learned. Uh-huh.
And did you participate in, don't they have contests too?
Yes, uh-huh. Shuji contest. Uh-huh.
And did you learn anything else like Ikebana or?
That was after I got, after I graduated high school,
mm-hmm.
I learned Ikebana. Teachers used to come every Saturday from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Me is Okamoto.
She used to come. Oh, you were. Yeah, you were already, you were still in Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
She used to come and teach several girls.
Oh, a big group.
Uh-huh. So let's see, you stayed at the school. What was the name of your public school, too, do you remember? It was just
East LA or something. No, San Pedro.
East San Pedro.
Mm-hmm. East San Pedro, not East LA. East San Pedro.
Elementary mm-hmm. school. So, and then to the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then junior high school, where did you go?
Well, at the junior high school time, I went to Japan.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I didn't come back until I went to high school.
Your parents wanted one of their daughters to be raised in Japan?
Yes, to learn Japanese, huh?
Uh-huh.
And so I went to girls' school in Japan.
In Japan?
Shingu. Well, Wakayama.
Mm-hmm.
Name was Shingu. Jogakko, ne.
And stayed in
4 years.
No,
oh. I stayed with my grandpa. My grandpa and grandma went back first to Japan. You know, that was staying in the United States.
Uh-huh.
They went back. And so we went, four of us went with my father and mother. And we stayed there. And my parents came back.
So how long before did your grandmother and grandfather go back? They went back to Kamala Island. I mean, they went back to Japan.
Oh, about 10 years before we did.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then your parents took four children for a mm-hmm.
visit? Visit,
uh-huh.
And then we decided to stay.
All the kids?
Oh,
four.
All four? Uh-huh.
So just your parents came.
Uh-huh.
Must have been lonely for your mother.
Wow. Then that way, you know, she could work.
Uh-huh. Oh, so she worked in
uh-huh.
Canada?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. So,
then my mother came back to Japan. She got sick,
mm-hmm.
and she passed away.
In Japan?
Uh-huh. And my father was still here. And then we were raised by grandma and grandpa for 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So all of the children stayed.
Uh-huh.
Do you think they were thinking of that when they went, that they would leave the children there too?
No. But my grandparents want us to stay, so uh-huh. then we did, you know.
Uh-huh.
And me and Itao came back in 1938,
mm-hmm.
before the war.
Uh-huh.
Well, Katya and Esko got caught in the war,
okay,
and they couldn't come.
Uh-huh. So, what did you think about staying? You didn't mind staying in Japan?
Well, it was nice.
Uh-huh.
Those days, the school wasn't like now, you know, in Japan. Real strict.
Uh-huh.
Like, we stay in dormitory, we had to get up 5 o'clock, clean the toilet, clean the room, you know, like that.
I thought you were staying with your grandparents.
No, but then at school time I stay in Demetri.
Oh, I see. School time. Until it was all girls' school.
Real strict. Real strict. You know, like uniform. You have to be just so 16 pleat. The length has to be just so. And black stocking. And shoes have to be polished. And every once in a while they have inspection. And if you don't pass the inspection, we have to do it over again, you know. That kind of school. It was real strict. Well, I went 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for my brother, but he didn't graduate, but he had to come because of Nihon Army, you know. China and the war started at that time.
What do you mean he had to come? He was already in Japan, right?
Yeah, but then if he was there, he was going to caught in China and the war, and he had to go, see, on the Japan Army.
Okay.
So we had to hurry and come.
Oh, come back to him. Oh, I see. So that's why you and your brother came back. And already your mother had come back and she had passed away. I see. So you and your brother came back to come and arrive. And then you were right before high school?
Yes. Oh, I was in high school.
When you came back?
Well, I was late for high school, but then I got in high school. And I went about a year and a half to Benning High School.
And your brother is how old? He's
no?
Much younger than you.
2 years.
2 years younger.
So he went to San Peter High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Benning. Oh, I was going to San Peter, but then I transferred to Benning High School.
So when you came back, you were a little bit older than...
Oh, yes, we were
so, so you weren't really with your friends any longer, were you?
Oh, Mrs. Sato, you know, worked at Bangkok. She went, you know, like when I came back, it was September, huh? She went back to, she went to Japan September. So we met in the Pacific someplace, both. And she studied 2 years and came back. Right before the war, she came back.
So you went to Dan in high school, and then Mr. Sato was in your class. Is that, no?
No, Mr. Sato has already graduated.
Oh, I see.
And then she went to Japan.
Did you find that Terminal Island had changed when you came back?
No. Okay. we came on the Shibumaru. That's one of the big things on the steamship.
The people didn't seem a little bit better off, or the town hadn't changed, or
a little bit better off, huh? I think so. Well, people had a car. Some family had a car.
More people had cars than we left. And then, let's see, people have radios.
Yes, Radio,
And were there any more difference in businesses or anything that you noticed? Stores or restaurants?
Well, modern.
More modern.
Rather modern,
But when you came back, you felt...
Same.
I guess that you went... But before you left, you were pretty young, like in high school. So when you came back, you were kind of more grown up.
Uh-huh.
Did you have more, did you kind of do more things than you did before?
No, not especially.
No? Mm-hmm. You used to take, but you would take the ferry to high school, right?
Yes, we walked about 3-4 blocks to the ferry, and then got on the ferry, and crossed, and walked about 20-something blocks to high school.
To Banning High.
No, to San Peter. First I was going to San Peter
High School.
We used to walk about 20-something blocks.
That strong legs.
And then when I went Banning, I took a bus. You know, because it's Wilmington.
So So, what was it like going to high school? You know, with all, this was the first time that you were...
See, I already took a lot of things in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know the history, English, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All that, see. And so, the teacher gave me a test. Every time he gives me a test, you know. And when I pass, then I don't have to take the subject. So I passed quite a few tests, you know, and so I graduated in about a little over a year.
Oh, I see. So you were older than the other
teachers
in the class. Did you feel uncomfortable? Or
when I was going banding, yes. Because the rest of the kids are young, huh?
Uh-huh. Did you have Japanese friends at banding?
Yes, uh-huh. I still co-sign with one lady, Mrs. Masaki.
Mm-hmm.
She was in banding.
So, was this the first time then that you were someplace with lots of non-Japanese? There were lots of...
Mexican, huh? A lot of Mexican in Banning High School. You know, San Pedro High School was a lot of students came from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It, just like me, they have part of the education in Japan and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many. And so even in the class, we speak Nihongo.
In the class?
Uh-huh.
Oh, to each other.
Each other.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't learn
mm-hmm.
anything. So then I decided, you know, no use. And so I decided to go banning.
Mm-hmm.
If I said San Pedro High School is a better school than banning, but I decided to go banning.
Because you wanted to improve your English? Did you have any idea what was your interest in high school then, or your most favorite subject? Or?
No. I took a public speaking,
mm-hmm.
and I really liked it.
Oh,
I really liked it, you
uh-huh.
know. And so the teacher was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to make speech
uh-huh,
right in front of the student, but I didn't mind.
So that was your main favorite class.
Mm-hmm.
And did you like to write too?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
So you got
algebra and those things we learn in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the test, the teacher said you don't have to take the subject.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you credit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all the credit for those things.
So you feel like you went to banning. To improve your English, you felt that was a good choice?
Good, uh-huh. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And did you get along well with the other students?
Yes, uh-huh.
So then you graduated. That was, do you remember what year that was?
1940.
So after you graduated, what did you do after that?
I got married.
Oh, you got married.
Right away.
Oh, right away.
Mm-hmm.
You were, when you came back, you and your brother were living
with
your
father.
Mm-hmm. And did you have to take care of the house then?
Yes,
mm-hmm. And your father was still 15.
15.
And so before you go to school, you would...
I cook for my brother
uh-huh.
and everything. Well, in the meantime, my father died in a boat accident.
Oh.
It was December 13th, and it was a storm, you know, real and a windy day.
Uh-huh.
He fell down somehow, and he didn't come up.
Oh.
That was December 13th night.
And you were still in high school?
Mm-hmm. So we didn't have both parents.
Uh-huh.
And so we stayed at the cousin's house,
mm-hmm.
you know, my cousin's house.
In Terminal Island.
Uh-huh. And, well, I got married, and then my brother Isao came with me.
last time I was talking to you, you were talking to me a little bit about dating. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, Terminal Island.
Uh-huh.
Dating.
Uh-huh. Didn't you say that You always met at the ferry?
Yes, because, you know, it's so close. They know when you go out, when you come back.
Everybody
knows you're a neighbor. So girls used to wait at the ferry and then go movie and things like that. No car! Those days, yeah. Very few people had a car.
Where did you go mostly on a date?
Sure. There was a movie theater called Cabrillo on San Pedro, across the bay.
Uh-huh.
And then one of others. So that's all we used to do. And then Pike.
Uh-huh. The Long Beach Pike. Still there.
Ah.
So where did your husband, he's from Terminal Island. Is he somebody that you knew all your life?
No, no. He came from Japan after I went to Japan.
Oh. So can I ask you where you met?
Well, he was a friend of my cousin.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I met.
Mm-hmm. In Terminal Island, some people did have arranged marriages, though, didn't they?
They do, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. You don't start the kind.
Any of your friends?
Huh?
Some of your friends?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we know each other when we got married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a wedding in Los Angeles at the 20th and San Pedro Street,
mm-hmm.
All Nation Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to hire 2 buses to come.
Did you take the people? Is that right? You mean from Terminal Island? Is that right? Why didn't you get, you didn't want to get married on Terminal Island?
Well, no. I don't know why. We got married in Los Angeles. Well, the question was at Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know where the building?
Mm-hmm.
In the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The second floor, there was a restaurant in Manchudo, you know, Chap Street.
That's right. When did they take that first down?
That's where we got the, that's where we had reception, and we got married too. So we hired 2 buses.
To take the people there? Is that right?
It's a mess.
Did other people do that?
Yes,
yeah.
Everybody used to do that.
Oh, they used to do that.
Very few people got married in Terminal Island Church, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Because there's no place for the reception.
Oh, I see. Also, too, when people would die then, where would they bury them?
Evergreen.
Evergreen, in Los Angeles. So kind of the same thing, if someone died, people would all go off.
Evergreen, San Pedro in the cemetery, yeah. Yeah, there wasn't much so ski like now. You know, people are younger, sure. Now there's a lot of old people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, a lot of so ski, but
there
wasn't too much
in those,
Those days.
Uh-huh, I see. So you got married right after high school? Almost right away?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what did your husband do?
Grocery store.
He had his own store?
Partner.
Mm-hmm. In Terminal Island.
Mm-hmm.
So, did that mean you worked in the store after that?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then, war started, huh?
Mm-hmm.
1940, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We were in Terminal Island at that time.
Do you remember when when the notice came?
Our store was closed.
Uh-huh.
7.
It was like 24-hour notice, isn't it?
December 7th.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. 24-hour notice. And so our store was closed, so we had to, you know. Then, February, we had to get up on the island.
When did they close the store?
Right away.
Right away?
Mm-hmm.
So, for a few months, what was your family doing then?
Just doing nothing.
Uh-huh. Did you have a feeling that you were going to have to leave?
No.
No?
No.
That's one thing I can ask too. When you know, the Pearl Harbor came and the war broke out, what was the reaction of a lot of the people who lived on Terminal Island?
You know, some people didn't know. You know, it came on the radio, huh? And we were making order for fishing boat, you know, fishing boat and the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put it on the fishing boat. And they say it's the war. And all the fishing boat that's out, they got caught. Nobody came home. Just Nishino and her boys came home.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is all, I know, they were taken from Bosio, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They went to concentration camp, huh?
Mm-hmm.
From the boat. But, you know, like us, we were Nikkei, so we were pretty lucky in there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't search a house or anything, but Isena people, Naga, they came, FBI came and they searched the house and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, one of the things, do you think that a lot of the people were pro-Japanese or pro-American on that?
Japanese.
Do you think so?
At that time, huh? Mm-hmm.
The Nise as well as the Ise?
But now it's different,
mm-hmm.
but before, huh? Ise, Ise is different, yeah.
So when the, so they came and they closed your store down almost immediately after the war started. And then, so for a couple of months you were just waiting.
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 Uh-huh.
And then in February.
48 hours notice.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So, do you remember that day when you got the notice?
I don't know. I forgot the date.
Oh, no, do you remember, not the date, but do you remember the...
And we went to Ophelia.
Uh-huh.
To Nihon Gakko.
Uh-huh.
There's a Blue Hill Gakuen. There's a Nihon Gakko. And 10 family or something went to the Ophelia.
Do you remember the day when the order came, though? Not the date, but how you felt that day?
We were mad. We were mad. You know, you can't get rid of furniture and everything in 48 hours, huh? Jewish people came and they bought all the furniture and things.
People
knew
right away.
For nothing.
So you had your store. What did you do with your store?
Well, we sold the food to canned goods, oriental food and things to market at San Pedro and Second. There was a market.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we sold it.
And then
whatever is left, we store it, everything.
And so for that must have been 48 hours.
Oh, well, you know, like me, I had a brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
one brother-in-law, and my brother, and my husband, and so three men. So you know, our things were just packed in no time. But then, like my stepsister had four kids and herself, and husband was. Or taken. So, like four kids, she can't do anything, so we had to help.
Mm-hmm.
We helped her. You know, and like toward the end, my husband was saying, gee, some people left sewing machine and things behind.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things
so
behind.
Most, do you feel everybody kind of had to pitch in and help everybody leave?
I think so, uh-huh.
So what did you leave in? trucks or?
Yes, uh-huh.
No.
Well, we had a truck.
Uh-huh.
And so we were lucky.
Uh-huh. Did the government help you move at all?
Well, you could put in a government story,
mm-hmm.
but then nobody would trust that time, you mm-hmm. know?
And so...
So most of the thing we had to sell it, you know, uh-huh. furniture and things to do.
They came looking.
Oh! They came.
So, you said you went to Whittier.
Blue Hill Gakuen, I think, uh-huh. Japanese school. And 10 family went. We slept in the bay, in the hall.
How was it decided who was going to go there? They told you to go to Whittier?
No.
So that's where you need to go.
But, you know, a lot of people stayed at the Jiro Gakuen and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, we didn't, we had friends, mm-hmm. and so they told us to come, so we went. And then from there on, we went to Manzana.
Oh, you were in Manzana. You didn't go to Assembly Center before?
No,
then?
No.
Oh, you went directly to Manzana?
Well, because we were from Terminal Island. So we went, first a volunteer in a group went, and then we went second.
Uh-huh. So how long were you in that church?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot when we went to camp. Until we went to camp.
Weeks?
No more. Month.
Month?
Uh-huh. More than month.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any help? You got help from other Japanese people who lived in Lydia?
Well, yes, uh-huh. The church people was nice and, oh, I don't know, 35 in the family, you know, 10 families or so. And some family, the husband was already taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the estate that was left, whoever it was left, was taken too from Whittier.
Mm-hmm.
They came after. FBI got it. Mm-hmm. They came after them, you know. And so they had to go. So when we went to camp, it's just woman folks and then Nitena boys.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's safe.
So were you still mad or were you scared?
Was scared,
yeah.
Huh? More than that.
Because you kind of didn't know what to expect, I guess.
First, you know, they said, oh, maybe Arizona, you know, and they said, hey, Arizona, like, oh my goodness, you know, is it? But then we went to Manzana.
Mm-hmm.
It was very awful, that's looking at
me. How many people were already there when you got to Manzana?
Volunteer group.
Uh-huh.
Just a manful time.
Just 7%.
Uh-huh.
So when you went to Manzana, Did you go to Manzana with your husband and daughter,
mm-hmm.
or were they already there?
No, I went with my
husband. So at first everything was just sort of getting started.
Uh-huh. It's so windy and dusty, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And work wasn't complete, so sagebrush.
Mm-hmm.
Toward the end, you know, we had tree and things, so it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole at the beginning, nothing, just empty room, did you? And a bed.
You didn't, you weren't able to take very much with you, like, finishing.
So. No, no.
So eventually, how did you finish your house?
They gave us blanket and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but later on we sent for things, you know. We left it in a garage, some family's garage, so, I don't know. You know Reverend Nicholson?
Oh, yeah, I know the name. Did he just pass away?
No, he got sick.
Yeah.
But he, You know, he was so nice. He came all the time to camp, and so he would go and get our things and bring it to camp for us.
Mm-hmm.
He helped a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But people ordered the spears, Montgomery Ward, you know, and so, well, it was okay till the end.
Mm-hmm. So when you first were working in, when you first went to Mountain Art, what were you doing most of the time that you were there?
I was took care of baby, milk and things, food, bathing the milk, food.
Oh, you worked in like a nursery? No.
Dietitian, like?
Oh, a dietitian. Mm-hmm. In the hospital? Or?
No, mental.
Mental, mm-hmm. I see.
So make the milk, baby food and things like that.
Did you have, how did you get that job?
You applied for it.
Oh, you applied mm-hmm. for it. Most of the women in men, most of the women in camp worked.
Right? Yes, uh-huh.
What if you didn't, did you get a choice or they told you you should work or everybody wanted to work or what?
Yeah, and you apply for it then you get everybody used to get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Dishwashing, kitchen workers, mm-hmm. you know. So.
Do you remember how much you got?
$11 a month?
Yeah, it's about 12, 19. Then you would work, did you work the whole day, 8 hours?
No. Just morning and then noon and night time.
Or just milk?
Yeah, two hours or so.
Uh-huh.
They used to give us a uniform
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, high school. So it's pretty nice. A lot of work, but babies.
So, well, it was a little bit different than work you had done before.
Mm-hmm.
Were there lots of other women there from Terminal Island that you knew?
Yes, Block 9 and Block 10 was all Terminal Island.
Uh-huh, they all.
Mm-hmm.
How did they put you all together in that block, or
mm-hmm.
did you did? So, in camp, do you think did people kind of stay together? People who knew each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to stay together.
Mm-hmm. Did you make many friends from people outside?
Oh yes. Uh huh. On the same block, uh-huh. you know, there's some people that we didn't know, but then, not from Nolan,
uh-huh.
outsider, but then, we got friends.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I get the impression that Terminal Island is a very closed group, and the people on the outside are very...
No, we got along.
You got along?
Uh-huh.
Did you get involved in anything else in camp? You weren't in school anymore. Did you get involved in any... Like, I think my mother was in a club or something. Some kind of women's group.
Oh, yeah?
Did you do
she went to Mandela?
No, my mother was in Jerome.
Oh.
She was about, when Kent went, she was about 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there was a knitting class, sewing class. I learned quite a bit of sewing in camp. going to class,
uh-huh.
that Mr. Sahudi, they own the Patrick Sewing School, even now.
No, I don't know.
She used to teach.
Mm-hmm.
You used to go and learn a lot of things, you know, knitting and... Toward the end, pretty nice, but we didn't stay too long. We went out to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we farm.
Mm-hmm. What was your husband doing when he was in camp in 1990?
He was, what's he doing? He was working at the dam, watching the dam outside the camp.
Oh. He used to go out of town every day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In the truck?
Mm-hmm.
And then we farmed, and then farmed with 3 eyes, so we went to New York.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in Vandana before you went out?
About 3 years.
About 2 years. Mm-hmm. How did you decide to go to Utah?
Well, we had a friend over there.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they told us to come, so we went.
Oh, so they would sponsor you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So you went to Utah, and...
We farmed 1 year, and that, oh my goodness, that was, you know.
What kind of farming are you doing?
Sugar beets.
Oh.
You know, Utah, no mountain this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's flat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sun doesn't go down until really late. So you had to work a long hour.
Was that just you and your husband?
Well, we had my brother Itel went, and then another couple went.
Oh, with you?
Mm-hmm.
So you all farmed mm-hmm. together. Were you out there?
No farming. I used to go work at somebody else, and, you know, for day work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had to work hard. And then so... Well, we couldn't do it anymore, so we decided to go to the city. And so we are in New York City.
Did you know people in New York City?
Yes, uh-huh. So my husband worked at the fish market,
mm-hmm.
and I worked at a real nice sewing place.
You mean like a sewing factory?
No, no. It's a dress shop.
Oh, dress? Mm-hmm.
Near Fifth Avenue and Lexington.
Oh, uh-huh.
Real nice place.
Mm-hmm. You have learned how to sew from Lantana, or you have learned before?
Before.
In Japan?
No, in Turnala. I used to go to school.
Sewing school.
Uh-huh.
There was a sewing school on Turnala?
Uh-huh. Run by two Nikkei.
Uh-huh.
Real good place.
Also, you learned to sew without a pattern and all
Not anymore. I don't sew at all.
So, your friends help you to get this, help you to find out?
Uh-huh. No. There was an office in the Empire State Building
mm-hmm.
for the people that comes out from camp.
Mm-hmm.
They take care. And so they find your job.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
mm-hmm.
So you already knew how to sew from that time?
Yeah, I said, well, I want to go sewing, you know. Then they pick a list, mm-hmm. and they give me a list, and you go interview.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was lucky. I got a job right away.
Mm-hmm. What did your husband do in New York?
Fish market, hotel fish market. He had a job right away at, you know, a friend, told us to come, so we went,
uh-huh.
and he had a job already, that's why we went.
And mm-hmm. your brother?
Same place.
He mm-hmm.
And then my brother got married, somebody from Chicago, during the war uh-huh. time.
Mm-hmm. Your husband and your brother then didn't go into the service?
No. Almost. But they didn't go. That's how we farm.
Uh-huh. That's why you farm? Because, well, if you farm, you didn't have
you
to go.
You didn't have to go. Deferment, Marata.
Oh, I see. Oh. So how long did you stay in New York?
About 2 years. And then we came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, we decided to have the store.
Mm-hmm.
We bought the store. And then my brother came back from New York.
Mm-hmm. Did you always feel like you were going to come back to California sometime?
No, I didn't want to.
Oh, you didn't want to?
New York was just fine for me, you uh-huh. know. But my husband wanted to come back. So.
Why did you like New York?
Well, it was nice. You know, you don't have to, we don't even know the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apartment, no?
Mm-hmm.
I just knew somebody that lived next door, but I don't know other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, Urusakunai and,
oh.
and uh-huh. real nice. And just about six families, like, you know, real good friends, six family or so.
All Japanese
family? Mm-hmm. Real, real close.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, we do, between six family, we do some, you know, a lot of things. Uh-huh. And, so it was real nice. But everybody came. Everybody came back.
Came back.
Uh-huh.
And you liked your job too, right?
Yes, yeah. We used to make expensive lingerie.
Oh.
Even those days, all silk, she used to sell it for $500 for coat and gown, you know.
Uh-huh. Wow, must have been really nice, huh?
Nice place, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The lady came from Europe,
mm-hmm.
Vienna, Kanaka,
mm-hmm.
designer.
Mm-hmm.
She was real nice.
Did you socialize with many non-Japanese when you were in New York?
I was working with all the refugees, you know, from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish and Italians and, you know, no Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I was only Japanese.
But what did you enjoy working there?
They were nice.
Mm-hmm.